I'd like to call the meeting to order, please. It is 5:07:08 on December 19th, Amber, correct? All right, Resolution 374, amending Resolution 319 of 201, amending the policy of Delaware County to regard to project labor agreements. Move, please.
I'll move it.
Second. Discussion, this was talked about many different times, going back and forth. I asked Chris and Nick to come up with a policy that would be somewhat amenable to everybody involved. Unfortunately, County Exec NB has wrote an opinion regarding what they feel they have concerns with. There again, it's our pleasure to do what we have to do, whatever we want to do. So anyone want to comment on that? I have talked to B, I have talked to Mike. I understand their concerns, but there again, what we're asking is something that is coming back to the Ways and Means Committee as a chairman and vice chairman to basically give them authority or have them authority to be waived, that they don't have to proceed to go to the next step, which would be a final report for a PLA. So,
can we hear our counsel's opinion?
You can. You wrote it. Go on, Nick.
So we had been provided with a written opinion from the county attorney's office, and we reviewed it. I think a little history might be helpful just on how we got to this point. There's an existing policy, and it's recited in the current proposed resolution dating back to 2001, which at that point obviously was a pre-charter era. And the policy that was in place at that time had a monetary threshold of $1 million, I believe, which would then require the purchasing agent, I think it was called at that point, along with appropriate department heads that would be involved in the project. To the specific language that was used, I think, was to explore and review or explore the possibility of using a PLA on a given project and then to report those findings to the full legislative body, whereupon the legislative body would review and ratify the recommendations. So my understanding is that this has now come for this year in order to increase the monetary threshold. That was initially the thrust of the resolution that's before you now. It's suggested that it was raised to $3.5 million. I think through the legislative process, it's been amended up to $5 million now. When the $5 million threshold is reached under the proposed resolution, it triggers a duty by the director of purchasing to initiate a due diligence study. The conditions are actually three or more contractors or $5 million. So those are the two conditions that are included. So in one or more of the Ways and Means sessions that we've had, there was some discussion about, automatically triggering a full due diligence study may not always be the most efficient thing to do. It might not be cost effective. I would like the purchasing director or whoever the department heads are that have to do this, had expressed the desire to have some flexibility or some leeway to not do it or not have it automatically triggered just because you hit a certain threshold. So. Chris Ragucci, minority counsel, and myself conferred. We came up with some language that would essentially permit a waiver from the policy if a reasonable basis was articulated by the department head that charged with pursuing it. So that's the amendment that's in front of you currently. We received an opinion from a county attorney that amendment that would allow for that waiver opportunity essentially intrudes on the executive's operation functions. So I did speak with Chris briefly about it. We got the opinion yesterday. We reviewed it. We don't necessarily have complete agreement on the principal legal objection, but I think maybe it's also a policy issue here as to whether the committee or the body wants to even include the waiver at this point, since I think the person who had requested it or the department that requested it now seems to not want it. So that's kind of where we are at present. We can get us some more specific details on the issues if you have questions on the amendments or on the issues that county attorneys raised.
Any questions? Yes, Carl.
So that's the amendments in the first resolve.
There's amendment language in the first resolve and then also in the fourth resolve.
Right.
Which permits for a waiver.
And then a sixth resolve.
Right. There's an additional amendment in the sixth resolve, but that doesn't really pertain to the waiver. That just pertains discretion in the legislature to trigger a study, even if the $5 million threshold is not met. So in certain cases, we might think that that's appropriate, and we reserve the right to trigger it despite the threshold not being met.
And how does this amendment encroach on the charter?
Well, in essence, you're asking the purchasing director to get permission from the legislature. It's asking for permission for the waiver. And the waiver would come from the legislature, not the executive branch of government. And I see it as an executive branch of government operations issue. Understand, the purchasing director serves at the pleasure of the county executive. The county executive directs, supervises, and controls all departments. So now you have a conundrum here. You have an issue where there's a controversy between the charter. And in my opinion, it would be that the executive's power is the power that should be followed. So just either, and this is probably not going to sit well, make the executive branch, someone in the executive branch, responsible for the waiver, or take the waiver out. At this point, I see no issue with the policy of the legislature to determine the amount or require a study. Those are all policy issues. But what I do see is an issue with that paragraph because it requires a permission from the legislative body, or at least Ways and Means, deputy chair and chair, to waive it. Now, how many of these do we have that are going to be over $5 million? And frankly, if the legislature's determined in its policy that a study should be done, a due diligence study, it's already required in the resolution that you had in 2001. It may be fashioned in different language. I think it says a report and something else in there. But it's basically the same type of thing. I think that Mark's issue was that the cost of it. Well, what's it going to cost? I know we spent some money this year for the PLA that we just did, for the family court. We didn't do one, we haven't done one prior to that since we built the law enforcement center. That was the last one we did. So, we're at a point now where I think it would be a compromise on your part. I know that. But I think it would keep us from getting into an issue about where does the power belong to give permission to a department head to do something or not do something.
Well, there again, B, I respect what you have said regarding your opinion. I have different views there. I have stated those views to you and to Mike. There again, all along, these reports should have been coming to the legislative body, which they were not, okay? What we're asking, basically, is that they still come to us, which I think we have every right to ask for. At that time, we can waive them not to proceed to go to the next level. And I don't think that's encroaching upon anybody's authority in any way. And there again, we do have the final authority based on the financial end. When we go back to, it comes to us, if we're going to out for a PLA, we're going to authorize the money to actually spend it. So there again, we, in essence, have the final say regarding if we're going to do it or not. This is just a step in there that if we find deem necessary not to follow, that we have to go to the next step, which will, in the PLA process, we can waive that and just go forward from that point. So in saying all that, you have your opinions, we have our opinions, and we'll see where it all goes from there.
I understand, but frankly, the decision as to whether or not to contract for the due diligence study, assuming that it's no more than $50,000, would be the decision of the executive branch of government.
But now we are starting a policy that is going to say that this policy has been implemented already, hasn't been followed. Now we want it to be followed. And now we're putting another step in there that we could waive not going to the step thereafter that one.
Well, I still think you have conflicts within the charter. And unless there's some dire emergency that this be adopted tonight, it may be helpful and it may be a benefit to both branches of government to come up with something else or look at it again and see if there's something else that can address everyone's concerns.
All right. Hector and Carl.
Okay, thank you. So, B, I also understand you're sort of being brought into this late, but, this is part of the problem is when,
we're already this far down the road, and now you're sort of being brought in late. Now, Mr. Chair, and through the chair to council, as I recollect, the section dealing with purchasing is, it's not just delegating. There's another word before delegate, and maybe you can refresh and remind us all. The powers and duties under purchasing, the legislature can, it's not direct, but what's the word?
Well, I can only tell you what's quoted in the memo, which I assume is faithfully quoted from Section C-74B-4 of the Charter. And the quote is that the purchasing director may be essentially, this is required and delegated to perform
required.
Such other related duties as may be required and delegated, is the phrase, by the county executive or the county legislature, which I think is one of the points that's recognized in the county attorney's memo.
Yes.
And the disagreement is over the linguistics or semantics. Is that
of the word of the word what? Required?
Required and delegated being the same thing or not the same thing as directing, supervising, or controlling, which of course would be within the sole purview of the executive. So we think they're not the same
thing. But if we require something, then we are in fact asking for something. How it gets done is probably a bit more of a gray area, I'll admit, but I'm just saying, but it does appear that it's within our purview to require something to be done, correct?
I don't think the dispute here is over, for instance, the portion of the resolution that asks us, that requires the director.
No, it's the waiver. No, I know.
My take on it is that we're actually building in something that's less restrictive. We're not mandating. We're actually inviting the purchasing director to request a waiver if he sees fit to request one. We're not requiring him to do that, although if we wanted to require him to do that, certainly says requiring and delegating are within our purview. So that's within the charter.
All right.
Yeah. Carl?
Yeah, well, that's my understanding, is that the waiver is going to be initiated by the purchasing director, not by the legislature. The legislature is not going to waive, anything. He's going to ask, so who does the purchasing director report to? The county executive, right?
Correct.
So the county executive can direct him to say, I don't want a waiver, so don't ask for one. Or I want a waiver, so ask for one. So how is that infringing on the charter? He still has the same amount of power as he has without this.
But we're talking about the charter as opposed to the positions or the elected officials here. So it's an attempt, in my mind, to give a permission or authority to the legislature that still belongs to the executive branch. It still belongs to the county executive. County executive's position on the charter has always been that he is, he's always been very protective of the charter, particularly his duties under the charter. There's no secret about that, and he sees this as, one step further in trying to infringe upon those authorities.
Anybody else? All right, it's everybody's pleasure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anybody against? Nobody against.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next, 456, adopting Local Law 10, 2017, a law amending Local Law 7 to provide exemption for rail property tax for property owned by veterans.
Mr. Chair, I apologize for interrupting, but did you guys actually vote on the amendments?
We voted on the resolution with the amendment, yes. All right, we'll go backwards.
Just make sure you just vote. Just for clarity's sake, you should probably vote on the amendments.
Let's go back to the resolution.
I'll make a motion.
374. All right, any discussion?
Second.
Any discussion on the amendments?
Sorry.
If not, all in favor of the amendment?
Aye.
All right, on the resolution, 374 with the included amendments. Make a motion.
Move it.
Second. Questions, answers? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, thank you. 456, veterans.
Move it.
James moves it. Second.
Second.
All in favor? Any discussion first?
No.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
467, approving the execution of contract excess of 50, Dutchess T-Con Industries, Department of Public Works. Move.
Move it.
Second.
Second.
Yep. All right, all in favor?
Aye.
468, approving the execution of a contract in excess of 50, entered by the county, Barone Construction. Move.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 469, approving the execution of a contract amending code of the area amendment to be in excess of 50, Entrebody County, Airsley Mechanical, Department of Public Works.
Move it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion.
It's for a boiler contract, right, for the law enforcement agent?
No,
law enforcement center?
Yeah.
That's a big boiler.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
486, approving the execution of contracts, excess of 50, entered by the county, Lothrop Associates, LLP, Department of Public Works. Move.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
489, approving the execution of a contract, excess of 50,000, entered by the county, Cubic Inc., Department of Tourism. Move. Second.
Second.
Amber sent out some information today. Any questions on that? We have Rick here if you have any questions. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
490, approving the execution of a contract causing the aggregate amendment to the excess of 50 in Buddy County, Creighton Manning Engineering, LLP, Department of Public Works. Move.
Move it.
I'll second.
Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
493, establishing capital project 513, equipment and facility upgrades amending 2017 and 22 Ulster County Capital Improvement Program.
Move it.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Authorizing the purchase of transit equipment and reconstruction of parking lot for Ulster County UCAT at a maximum cost of $599,940 and issuing to $599,940 serial bonds.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 495, establishing capital project 514, purchase of mass transit buses.
Move.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
496, authorizing the purchase of mass transit buses for the County of Ulster at a maximum cost of $1,837,909 and authorize the issue of the bonds in said amount.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 501, authorizing the purchase of county share of acquisition of agricultural conservation easement. Move. Second.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
503, establishing capital project 479. Ulster County Midtown Linear Park. Move.
I'll move it.
Second. Discussion. Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
504, authorized the preliminary engineering incidental write-up cost for the Ulster County Midtown Linear Park and for the County of Ulster at a maximum cost of $165,000 and move the bonds.
Second.
Move. Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
514, rehabilitation of Walk Hill Bridge, amending capital project, Department of Public Works. Move.
Move it.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, this was an addition. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
515, authorizing the issue of additional $151,000 bonds of Ulster County to pay part of the reconstruction cost of Walk Hill Bridge. Move.
Move.
Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
516, authorize the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to execute an intermunicipal agreement with the town of Hardingborough for the maintenance of county roads.
Move.
Second. Second. Discussion. If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
517, authorize the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to enter intermunicipal agreement with the town of Shandaken for the maintenance of county roads, Department of Public Works.
Move it.
Second.
Discussion. If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
518, establishing capital project 516, Ulster County Mobile Department of Motor Vehicle, and amending the 2017-22 Ulster County program. Move. Second. Discussion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
519, authorize the purchase of mobile home for Department of Motor Vehicle for the County of Ulster at a maximum after the cost of $260 and authorize the issue of $260,000 said bonds.
Move it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
523. Authorize the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to execute a contract New York State Division of Criminal Justice to accept grant funds. Move. Second.
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 Questions? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
524, authorize the county exec to execute an agreement with Dutchess County for the provision of a reciprocal conflict defense public defender's office.
Move it.
Second. I had a question about it in laws and rules, but I was informed by Deputy County Executive Purnell, you know, because the numbers don't add up when the salary is $35,860, but we're only budgeting $29,839. It's because the job doesn't start until March. Mm-hmm. So I guess it's prorated. It didn't say that in the resolution, but usually the matrix has like the dates of the contract. But I'm happy with that. It was only, you know, $5,500, but money needs to be accounted for.
Any other questions? If not, yes.
Reading through, did I see family court also as we covered?
What'd you say?
This will cover
the
family.
Yes.
So it will cover the full.
It won't cover the full family court, but it will help offset some.
Other courts.
Yes.
Also.
Yep.
So this is a nice arrangement for the county.
Yeah. Any other discussion? Actually, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any new business? Old business? I want to wish everybody happy holidays and enjoy them, safe and healthy. Motion to adjourn, please.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
528.